This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a study on prayer using a modified 3C approach to Bible study. Using as a guide the suggestions of a time management consultant, I adapted them to the topic of prayer. I developed four categories of requests based on the degree of biblical support. Then I scanned the list of references in my concordance to find biblical examples or exhortations that corresponded to each request category. I came up with these. Category A, when the Bible clearly promises an answer. Category B, when my request is definitely in harmony with God's revealed will. Category C, when my request expresses something I desire and the Bible doesn't disapprove it. Category D, when I want something I know is contrary to God's will. I felt that if I worked at this in my prayer life, I would be more realistic in my expectations. You'll see what I mean as we study these categories. Let's begin with Category A, when the Bible clearly promises an answer. Some prayer requests have definite biblical support. Whenever I find a statement in God's Word that clearly reveals His will in a given matter, I can pray with great boldness. For example, I can expect an answer when I pray that God will work in and through me today in ways that will glorify Him. 1 Corinthians 10:31 commands, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Matthew 5:16 affirms the same. Since God commands this, I know it is His will, and because it is His will, He will answer that prayer. More on this in our next visit.